the song a robin sings through years of endless springs, the murmur of a brook at eventide that ripples by a nook where two lovers hide. A gray symphonic theme that's stellar by starlight.
Frank Sinatra bringing us back on Hockey Central Saturday.
Now she'll say, who's that old guy in that picture?
No, my daughter will know who Don Cherry is. I can guarantee you that.
She'll
my
be the only
Stella.
One. But isn't that a great song?
Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, nobody ever heard that song before. I always thought it was a beautiful song.
As soon as I said her name, right away he said, "Well, yes. Stella by Starlight."
Yeah.
And, he did Marlon Brando first.
Oh, that's right.
Stella. No, that's a great name, Stella. Somebody else named their daughter Stella. Somebody I know. It's getting to be...
It's popular.
Yeah, it's
popular.
It's coming back.
It's coming back.
So...
I want to say congratulations what you did with Tortorella, John Tortorella.
Yeah.
And that was terrific. And I know a lot of people... Sorry, John.
Nobody saw it.
Nobody saw it, but maybe the people had.
I hope so.
It was a terrific thing, and first of all, he's rescues. He had about five pit bulls,
yeah.
And his son is overseas in a special unit, I guess, eh?
Very much so, yeah.
Yeah, like SEALs or something. And the police, I think you said the police found these two horses.
Well, SPCA in Columbus, Ohio, found these two horses that were on the way within 24 hours to Mexico to be slaughtered for meat. And the SPCA phoned John Tortorella and said, listen, we know you have a farm about 30 minutes north of Columbus, and you take rescue dogs. Would you ever consider rescuing two horses? He had never had a horse, never knew how to train or feed horses, but he and his wife saw the pictures of these two, one in Appaloosa, another thoroughbred, and they were awful. And now he's got this beautiful farm in Ohio that these two animals now are running the roost.
Unbelievable.
Beautiful.
They look beautiful.
So I'll tell you, I'll give you those pictures.
Yeah, because nobody saw it. He was on. No,
yeah.
We were working. We were here. We didn't see it.
I kid McLean like that all the time, the pre-show.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Petri, you know.
Let's do it in the opening. Yeah, yeah. Who watches openings?
Watches openings or pre-shows or something like that. Right. So, no, and I was ticked off, I have to tell you, about we had over 100,000 people, well over 100,000 people just from Ontario watching that OHL Cup.
Yes.
And we got treated like nothing. I mean, it was nothing in the paper, absolutely nothing in the paper. And us, since Sportsnet, I hate to say it, it was Sportsnet, it was like a little thing, token thing at the end. We had over 100,000 in one province.
Well, I mean, so the viewers, the people who wanted to see it did.
Well, other people, yeah. If we had done it all, would have saw one of the most terrific games.
You've had a few of those, though. I mean, the last game is
unbelievable.
Matthew Strome scored the big goal one
touched
year.
It in overtime, yeah. and we had a riot. But one time when the Marlies were in the thing, there was a bad goal. Yeah. Jeez. But anyhow. It was professionally done, and it was great.
Yeah, I got to ask you. So here we are. We're playoffs are starting in 10 days. That means you go every second night for the rest of your life.
Yeah. It seems that way.
Yeah. When, as a coach, when you were sitting behind the Bruin bench and you knew we were in the playoffs, when do you start thinking about, oh, my goodness, I better start
2 weeks
pacing this team?
I got to get my goaltenders in the freight frame of mind, because if the goaltenders
only the goaltenders?
Only the goaltender. Oh, no, Jean Rattel. I had Jean Rattel.
So you'd rest him.
Yeah, I'd rest him and Park. I parked because he had a bad knee.
Right.
But Rattel. But goalies were the if you don't have the goalie going, you got nothing. I mean, I don't care how good you play. I don't care how good anybody plays. If you got a goalie, and that was proven last year when Fleury put out to Winnipeg. I think it's 960 is his average. I mean, he should. They should. If Winnipeg had gotten the finals, I think they would have won. But Fleury, then he got in the finals. And he was lousy.
Well, they were exhausted. They had hit the wall.
Yeah, I'll tell you a funny story. When they were up 1-0, they won the first game, eh? Mm-hmm. I watched them. They had a round table. Remember on TV, they had a round table and how great they were and how wonderful they are. Okay. I think Reeves was there. I said, they're not winning. I said, they won't win. They've lost that chip on the shoulder. And that's what they had the whole time. They were mad. They had a chip on the shoulder. They lost that. Yeah. Now they were stars. And then Washington took over.
Speaking of Washington, I told you I was going to bring this up when Don came down.
Yes.
Backstrom scored his 20th. They've got 720 goal scorers.
Yeah.
I know you love talking about the 1120 goal scorers, and maybe this is the newer version because we just don't see it like that anymore. But
no.
How impressive is this Washington team? I mean, they're 4-0 in Tampa right
well,
now.
Well, not only that, they're tough. And a lot of people don't talk about it. But again, Holtby, is he ready? Remember last year he was mad because the other guy started? They're a tough team. I mean, you don't push them around.
Well, this goes back to Tom Wilson, though, Don. It goes back to Tom Wilson every time.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got 20. He's one of those 720 goal scorers. He's got 22
goals. Yep.
And he's played 59 games.
You know what I like about him? He was going for his 20th. I think I showed it on Coach's Corner. I don't know where it came in. You iced the puck. And he had a chance. He could have got his 20th, and he did. And he passed it over, knowing that, he wouldn't get his 20th, and he went off the ice. That's the kind of guy he is. He's a team guy. And then forget who it was for Winnipeg, Wheeler, I guess, that he didn't ice the puck either. And that's team guy. They're not looking for glory. And that would have been his 20th goal, too. And so they got a tough team, boy.
I think they are more, even more so now. I think they're going to be scarier than ever in the playoffs. Washington,
you know the team. The guy that has all the pressure on him. Who do you think has of all the guys is Cooper? And I know I was always in first spot, and it was a killer when we get into that first round because had to get by that first.
Who has more pressure, John Cooper or Mike Babcock?
No, I'd say Cooper.
You do, huh?
Well, these. Other guy's
gonna have arguably the greatest year ever.
Hey, he's got his money up front.
John Cooper got a raise too.
Yeah, but not Cooper. Yeah, and he got signed just before. He said, "Hey, guy, give me a break. I got the best team." And
I tell you what, Stevie Stamkos is looking good, isn't he?
Oh my goodness!
Although they're not playing well tonight.
No, but I mean, boy, he's talk about a comeback. Nobody's ever talked about a comeback he's making.
We mentioned it in between 5 and 6 tonight that he's finally back. I think he's finally back.
Yeah.
Close to where he was before he broke his leg.
And you know what? He's not as stupid as he was back then, crashing the net. Remember right. that?
Yep.
Boy, I thought
that was in Boston.
Ooh, that was awful. But anyhow, they got a tough team. Pittsburgh, you know the team I think is sitting in the weeds. Sitting in the weeds is Pittsburgh. Murray gets, if he gets going. And Crosby, he's sort of like in a second gear. I would hate to play those guys.
Well, we were saying they could possibly have Washington in the first round.
They might
round.
Play Washington the first round.
I don't
round.
Care who they play. I think that with Crosby, he's going to go up a notch. And but no, there's a perfect example. Two good teams out.
Yeah.
And Boston and Toronto's going to be out. Mm-hmm. The best Maple Leaf team the last 2 years ever, and they could be out. It doesn't make any sense. And look. And Tampa could be out, too.
They'll change the playoffs. When Seattle comes in, they'll change the playoff format.
What do we used to have is a bye. And a lot of people don't like byes, but I liked it. We got all our injuries back, and guys felt good. You have a good practice. So all the first-place clubs, I think in 75, 76, had a bye, which I liked. And a lot of people don't like it, but I liked it.
I think the first-place overall, I think the President's Trophy-winning team should get more than they do. And maybe that's where the bye comes in.
You don't work 82 games and knock your brains out and put a good entertainment game on, and what do you get? You get the extra game at home? Doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't know what more you can give. I mean, you want to give them 5 games rather than 2?
No,
than 4?
I like the bye.
But I mean, let's talk about that. If you're talking to Bai, you're saying you're going to give them a week off.
Well, a lot of people say, oh, that get out of the groove. I loved it. I just thought it was great. And the players loved it, and the goalies loved it. And you could practice, you know, getting up and zing, you're gone. And the other teams are knocking their brains out, especially if they go 7 games.
So that actually might be a way we can get to 20 teams in the playoffs, too.
Sure.
So you give the top, then you can actually.
I'm all for that,
team in
boy.
Each conference gets a bye.
Well, I mean, you know, when we were all young, I mean, when we had, there were 6 teams in this league, 4 of 6 made the playoffs.
Why not?
That's 2/3. So why not go to 20 of 32, which is 2/3?
Don't pay attention to the stupid media guys that are in.
I just said it, though.
Oh, you know, it'll call you guys stupid.
Okay.
At least not when he's on the air.
No, I don't tell you stupid. No, don't pay attention to guys. So what does it mean? It means a lot,
and it
means a lot. And I think in baseball they should do the same thing. I think they should have one more guy too, because. Oh, by the way, I have to say something.
Okay,
I got to say something about the Blue Jays. I never miss a game.
Right.
Even I'm a Blue Jay. You know what really bugs me? Really, really, really bugs me, is when the game is on. We've got a kitchen going in the back there. That bugs me. They have garbage cans. They got 2 guys. It's 2-0. We still have a chance, eh?
Yeah.
And the 4 of them are back there having a conversation. What's for lunch tomorrow?
But here's the thing: is everybody's on their phone anyway? Isn't it awful? Everybody's on their phone.
Well, I'm not. I'm a real baseball fan. And here's just these guys. There's 2 guys back there and 2 women.
Yeah.
And it's 2-0. We still have a chance. And tonight, everybody's standing for their strike up, you know, and they look in the back, they're planning the dinner. I mean, it is no place that in is. Baseball, in any sport, has people standing back. I just can't. It distract you. I can't keep my eye off. I want to get up. Stop it. I know you have to do something. We have to phone somebody.
Okay.
We have to phone Paul or somebody.
Well, yeah, we can phone somebody.
I'm going to phone somebody. All they have to do, here's what they have to do. I've got it figured out.
Okay.
They can keep the TD bank, and all they have to do is make that about a foot higher. So you don't see all the garbage cans and you don't see your guys' heads and them talk. And they can go back. They couldn't care less.
Obviously.
They couldn't care less about hockey.
They're there for the food.
It's over. They're not serving. They're just standing. And the other people are standing up. You know, clapping and everything, and they're not even paying attention. Bugs me. I am a good baseball fan, and bugs me. And another thing, I'll tell you what they're doing in baseball now. They speed up the game. The catcher, when it hits the ground, they're throwing it over. They're not, you know, they're not turning, looking at the referee, and he doesn't.
They're not giving him the ball?
No, they're throwing it over right away. Speed up the game. I notice all little things.
But I tell you what, though, if you're a batter, you want that ball replaced.
No, if it hits the ground.
Yeah, they're throwing it over to the dugout.
They're throwing it over to the dugout.
They're not.
You know how they used to stop.
I see. I see what you're saying. I thought you were throwing back to the pitcher.
No,
they would love that.
It hits the ground. It's automatic.
Out. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's it. Comes back a little. They clean it up. Anyhow, that's what I've contributed.
Okay,
to.
Okay, so let's talk about your ball club. You think they're going to be okay?
No, they're not. How about that? They should have been 3-0.
Yes, they should.
3-0. This manager must be pretty good. I don't think they'll keep it up, though, but, you know, they'll be entertaining to watch. And what a thing. They have 52,000 people.
I know.
And they lose. And the next 2 games, they have 2 shutouts and then 15,000 there.
That's the way baseball goes. Opening day is always big.
Yeah.
People skipping work. People getting out of school. They love it.
Yeah. $5 beer.
$5 beer Thursday, was there?
$5 beer, yeah.
Wow.
That's not bad. Well, that's still a lot of money, but it used to be about 10 or something like that.
It's more than that.
Yeah.
Right. You got
it, guys. That's about it. I got to go. I'm going to go on after, and I know you guys, you can carry it for the rest of the night.
We'll do our best.
Do your best, all right? Okay.
Don Cherry on Baseball Central Saturday across the
sports. And, like, next week, are you going to take requests? I mean, we got Sinatra. No. We're just going to. Should we play that every time you come on?
Yeah, every time you come on. Okay. Like Stella by Starlight.
Stella by Starlight.
It's beautiful. Right. Just a little bit of it.
You know what? And I told you, my daughter's going to know exactly why that song is played 20 years. All the time.
See, when if I get off TV, they'll say, didn't you used to be Don Cherry?
No, they're going to say, by the way, you were the guy that used to go on that radio show and they gave you all the time in the world.
And I didn't know what to do.
We said, take all the time you want. And I told him I had to go. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Don.